You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now we bring to you in studio, and I think we're already becoming friends. I'm very excited about that. From SiriusXM, host of the Casuals podcast, it is Katie Nolan. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for jumping on. Now, I know we're probably supposed to talk sports and stuff too, but we've already gotten into a discussion that we love about the proper way to spell people's names and whatnot. Do you think that Corey might spell his name wrong?
And it's not that it's wrong.
It's just different.
It's just different. Yeah. It's I would say less common. That's just a guess. Mm-hmm. But I haven't encountered a lot of Coreys without an E that were men.
Oh, interesting. So I should be a woman based
on
my name.
If you want to be,
my oldest son's name's Avery. So this is
very confusing.
My dad's name's Tracy. So that's
what's going
in the history
on
of our
in
lineage.
Your family.
Yeah, makes sense now.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
You've
actually
all done it.
Our fan text. It's always when I reply to people, they're always, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I spelled it wrong." And
yeah,
it's all right. It's happened my whole life.
That's my other question. Is like, if they spell it wrong, you don't go like, "How dare you?"
Not to their face off air.
Yeah. Oh.
Those people are dead to him.
I told Corey Seager he spells his name wrong, so that happened too.
Okay.
But I was also called Cody for a lot of times in my life. So
you know what?
Yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah, that's why I got into radio, to be famous so people would know how to say and spell my name.
And then they send you a mug with it still spelled wrong.
Yep.
So that's tough.
Do people spell your name wrong? It feels like you have the
correct spelling of
okay,
Katie? Yes.
You just said it wasn't wrong
it's
before.
It's never spelled right. I guess I'm mostly thinking of like poor baristas. I don't know why they get such a bad rap for name recall, but it's always like K-A-T-I. I've never seen that in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me feel like I'm doing something weird spelling it K-A-T-I-E, but that's...
Do you think you'd
the
be more fun
spelled.
If it was spelled K-A-T-I?
Yes. I think I would certainly have done more drugs in my life than I have done currently.
That's a good point.
I think I would have dabbled in some other recreational.
Do you want to address the amount of drugs you've done so far?
It's more than none, less than concerning, I think.
There
I mostly dabble in like this in the now legal safer of the drugs.
Yeah,
I'm not really out
should.
Here. Is it legal here? No, though.
No,
that's
we're in a weird
sucks.
Window right now with some things.
That
yeah,
sucks. What about freedom?
You
it's
can have
Texas.
Some deltas, but they're trying to get rid of that. It's
that
a long
stuff,
story. Yeah,
not a fan.
Wild.
And all those. Have you seen the like flavored whippets you can order online now that kids are doing?
Do you think
ruining
this is
their
what
brains?
Your publicity team
yes.
was really had in mind?
This is. They were like, go to Dallas. Are we in Dallas still
yes,
technically?
Yes,
we
are
yes.
still
okay,
in Dallas.
Just
yes.
went, you
that,
never
that's
know.
Downtown right there.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
A gorgeous view.
One time Mark Cuban was up in the bathroom. We were on another floor and he was up in the bathroom up there and he goes, I've always said this is the best view of Dallas or the best bathroom view in DFW.
You,
and then
windows
he asked me
in
to take
the bathroom.
A picture of him.
Yeah, because it was on the roof. You could open up the windows and walk out on the roof.
That was awesome.
That's sick.
And then we moved down here to a bigger studio. So, yeah.
And now you're moving down the street.
Yep, to a smaller studio.
Congrats.
Yeah.
If I had known, I would have brought a gift. I'm sorry I didn't bring it. But technically, this is the old house, so I can't. When I come back, I'll bring a gift.
Okay, I would like that. Now, it's not starting. I don't want to make it sound like, hey, it's starting this week. But can you walk us through the process and generation of the Casuals podcast?
It's on SiriusXM. It's a SiriusXM podcast. I got out of sports for a little bit. And I think at first I had a sort of like a reckoning with my sports fandom and what working in sports did to that. And I kind of got back in touch with myself as a sports fan who like watched what she wanted to watch that day and didn't worry about the national storylines and yada, yada. Just like as a fan, got back in touch with sports. And in doing so and in having conversations with like regular people, I was like, I think there needs to be more of like a gateway sports media property that sort of is like, are you curious? Do you not know anything? That's okay. Yeah. You don't have to know anything. You can just love the sound of a ball hitting a bat. You can just love watching a team celebrate a championship. And so we're trying to make that happen with Casuals. The concept of it is like, bring what you know. You could be a diehard expert in one sport and know nothing about another sport, usually hockey. Usually I find people are like, I love football. I don't know anything about hockey.
Right.
But if you want to stay up to date on what's going on in hockey, we're the podcast that will speak to you. We don't care if you can't name the leading goal scorer, blah, 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 blah. It's not really about what you know. It's more about what you feel. And so the idea of Casuals is just like sports are for everybody. And I want to get everybody into them. Into this collective mental illness that we all suffer from, where we let these people we don't know control our emotional well-being. It's for everyone.
I'm really glad that you said that, because our former co-host, Mike Bassick, who is now doing TV play-by-play for the Rangers.
Congratulations.
He said at one point he should just give up sports and get like super into music. And I thought about his example of, like, how often do you leave a concert and you're like, stupid Lumineers, they ruined my day. I'm so mad about this.
Very infrequent.
As opposed to, like, maybe you'd be upset they didn't play one song or whatever. But, like, half the time, more or less, you watch an event, you go to an event, you're like, my life sucks now.
Yeah. Yeah. Half.
Do you think we should move on and do something different, maybe?
No, because honestly, I feel like at this point, especially when there's so much to upset you, it's like the safest place to put my anger. It's the safest place to put my passion. Is like, it ultimately, I don't even want to say this on like a sports radio station, it ultimately doesn't matter.
Whoa!
You know?
What?
It matters so much, right? But ultimately, it's not life or death.
Sure.
And so like, it feels to me like the safest place to go, like, I'm feeling angry today. I'm going to watch Sox Yankees and take it out on Aaron Boone, because in my mind, he deserves it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But like, it's not real. And so I think like, yes, we are nuts to have gotten into this, but I also find it to be, especially for, I'm like not making eye contact with you guys as I say this, especially for like sometimes men, I guess, like culturally have a harder time connecting with their emotions and expressing them. I feel like sports are a healthy and like, can be healthy or like safer way to, I don't know, access that. So I think it's crazy of us, but it's good crazy.
In that discussion, I think we need to inform her. We are the mental health show of record here in DFW.
Let's go.
So we talk a lot about feelings.
Let's go.
We
talk about feelings. You guys?
Yeah, it's important.
I didn't know Texas was doing that at all.
Well, it's pretty much just us.
Oh, yeah, cool.
It's really just
the
here.
Epicenter.
Yeah, we kind of started all that.
Amazing.
The, you know, one of the things that I kind of noticed from what I've listened to on your show is the personalities that you have around you and like the group of people that you know from Tires. Like, that's awesome. That those people, those are, it's not just a
super fun show.
Yeah, exactly. It's an awesome show. One of the people that you know pretty well, our friend, we got to know him while he were here, Hunter Pence. And when we first met Hunter, it was like, I thought that I got injected with caffeine whenever he first like said, remember, he was like, oh my gosh. And we were just like, yes, let's go. That personality is kind of infectious.
It's wild. And it's all the time. Like, I when we first started doing, we did a season of Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV Plus, which was a wild experience for a million different reasons. But being in a booth with him, he is that. That is him. He is also like a coffee enthusiast. So like, the caffeine thing is very real.
Mm-hmm.
But he is just, he loves baseball. Like, it brings him joy. It's like where his heart is. I think he's got a little baseball-shaped heart. in his chest. He's, I love him. He brings energy, excitement about the game. He likes sharing it with people. He's just like a perfect ambassador for baseball, a sport that a lot of people write off as boring, which is like one of my favorite. Oh, I love baseball.
Did you ever find out if he does eat his pizza with a knife and a fork?
He said he does not.
Okay.
But then we went to somewhere that has pizza that you do that with. I want to say it was in Chicago.
Lou Malnati's.
And I think he did. And I almost took a picture. I was like, I'm going to let people know.
Everybody should know that you are.
It's funny watching him be almost like anxious about putting ketchup on a hot dog or like eating with a fork, because he's like, people are going to write it on a sign. They're going to say they were always right.
Look at him paying for parking.
What a great, it's like that's the stuff I love about sports, where it's like, where did that come from? But we immediately understood the bit and people lived up to it.
I've been talking about this. He said this last week. Okay, this is ridiculous, Katie, but it's fun.
You're going to miss your next meeting.
Yeah, there's
a place
up the road called Love and War, and they have Texas shaped cornbread. All right. And ridiculously, I asked Kevin, where would you start to eat Texas? And then we discussed South Padre, El Paso. We went all over the place.
Yeah. You start at the Panhandle.
Yeah, what is that?
He said the Panhandle.
That's what I said.
What's up there? What's the big city that's up there?
Amarillo.
No idea where anything is in this gigantic state.
That's okay.
Where are we right now?
We're in Dallas. Northeast area, kind of. Yeah, if you're going to look in the middle of it. And that's when Kevin said, what's great about our audience is they accept the premise. They accept that this is a ridiculous thing that you're talking about. Let's talk about it more and have fun with it.
Right. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Don't tell me that would never happen. Okay, let's discuss.
Yeah. Zoom in on a thing that you're like, why would we talk about that? And then go, watch how long we can talk about it for. We can make this a whole episode.
See, do you feel that same way? I don't know if whether it's real life on the podcast. I know it bleeds over when somebody be like, you can just Google it. And you're like, no, let's discuss for a minute. And then we'll find out how terribly wrong we
dive into it and then find a sentence in a Wikipedia that we can then spend the next segment talking about.
Exactly.
Because what do you mean by this? Yeah, I'm all about that. It's all about minutia.
Mm-hmm.
Like the spelling of names.
Yes, we're going to get to some more of that minutia in just a second.
Tell me when.
But
you just say
okay,
when.
Okay, I will tell you just a few more minutes. Do you have an excitement level? Is there a fatigue level with the Cowboys Netflix documentary? Obviously, we're like looking for.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
To it and dreading it at the same time.
Is it out yet?
Yeah, it came out today. Corey's already watched an episode of and a half of it. And I'm just curious if you were excited.
No.
Dreading.
Dreading.
Okay.
You guys, I get it. America's team.
That's right.
Although, didn't they say that, like, you're not America's team anymore?
Who? That's not
bear down. I thought they did a poll and they were like, actually, it's the.
Okay, that's what people said in the poll. The TV ratings say it's still up.
Yeah.
That's the only thing we win.
It's just like. Putting out a documentary series that obviously wasn't made in a day. They had to make it over the course of however long they've been filming it, blah, 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 blah. But to release it at a time where it's like, we have a piece of information. We would like more information on around the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. It's the Micah Parsons situation.
Right.
To sit down and watch an in-depth documentary about, I'd much rather you just go like, what's going on right now? Show me a live documentary right now about what's going on with the Cowboys. So if I were Jerry Jones, I'd want less press. It seems to be the thing he wants the most of.
Oh, yeah.
Not me. I wouldn't want people talking about me as much if there was so many bad things to bring up.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Look, this is a great time to plug that twice a week he's on right here on
105.3 The Fan. Oh, welcome, Jerry. Oh, good. Jerry, home of Jerry Jones.
But to your point,
I've been cussed at by him a few times.
How many other owners do a twice a week, let alone a once a week show?
It's like,
I get your point.
Just shush. Just pay the man his money and play football.
Right.
I don't know. I don't need the whole circus of it. But the Church of Jerry Jones is powerful. People love talking about him. They love talking to him here. Again, twice a week, tune in to hear Jerry Jones talk.
Hey, if you've heard some of our interviews, sometimes we get really mad talking to him as well. So I understand your point.
I just like, you got to ask the question. Like, he's not going to answer it. It must be very frustrating,
yes.
I imagine.
The good thing about him as opposed to Stephen Jones, though, is he'll say, I have no comment, and then tell a story about why he has no comment mm-hmm. that's actually his comment on it. And
great.
So that's okay.
That's helpful.
I don't know how much you guys talk about this because I heard, maybe it was last week, you were talking about concerns about sports gambling. Oh. And obviously we've seen a lot right down to the Little League needing to release a statement saying,
crazy.
Please don't gamble.
Crazy.
How much do you think your audience cares about sports gambling information? Because I know everyone cares about their own bet. But how much do people care about sports gambling information in general?
It's an interesting question. It's hard to gauge. It is like front of mind for me because when we started Casuals, I was like, I don't want it to become all about gambling.
Yes.
Which I think a lot of sports media content
right.
in the last few years has either become owned by a gambling company that is also a content company,
mm-hmm,
question mark,
mm-hmm.
or it's just like the constant ads. It's like once it became legal, it became everywhere.
Okay.
Which I was like, I would like there to be a little space where it's like, you know, you're not getting hit in the head with it. But I do think back in the day, Bill Simmons, when he would do like the lines and stuff, guess the lines or whatever, it was like a means for content. It was like using the gambling lines to understand the game better. I feel like now it's more, and I'm not saying Bill Simmons specifically, but like now the gambling content is about telling you the lines so you can go make a bet. It's like saying, here's a parlay that you can go do right now, in game,
mm-hmm.
pitch by pitch. And it's like, for me, my personal opinion on it, and I don't even feel like morally conflicted, like I would gamble, I just don't. I just feel like, can't there be a space where we don't have it everywhere all
right.
the constant
right.
time? So that if I'm 13 and like my fandom is, I'm coming into my own in my fandom, I'm not like, oh, it feels like in order to like sports, I've got to put money on the sports.
Yeah.
It's like, this is my money. My heart is my money. I put my heart into these teams when I know I shouldn't.
I get that.
And then I go broke. Then I'm I'm bankrupt. So I don't know. It is everywhere. I understand the value of the information when it comes to analyzing the contest and discussing the two teams and the possibilities of what could happen. But I just think I don't need it to be everywhere the way that it is. And that's, I know I'm in the minority on that, but I have to speak my truth.
I appreciate that. The podcast is Casuals every Tuesday and Thursday. Now, Corey, we have carved out this time for your brand new game.
I created a game.
What is it called?
It's called Yes or Not Yes. So you can answer yes or not yes to both of these or to all of these questions. Kevin, you can also...
Why isn't it yes or no?
Do not make it awkward in front of Katie, all right? Please.
Guys, please stop fighting.
Yeah, my sister's name's Kaylee, so I'm sorry.
Corey without the E.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right.
Verbally,
so here we go.
It's not as interesting.
You can answer yes or not yes to these. Mm-hmm. Kevin, you can also take part.
Oh, great.
You believe brisket is better than clam chowder.
Oh.
Then you have to say clam chowder.
Say chowder.
First of all, not Manhattan clam chowder, like New England chowder.
Mm-hmm. And Texas brisket.
Brisket's so good,
though. It is very good, yeah.
It's so good.
While you're here, you should say our friend Brandon Hurtado, Hurtado's Barbecue. That's
okay.
The place.
You
yep.
can
okay.
see where this is going.
Write that down.
She's going to say not yes.
I It's just, it's so hot outside, it's hard to pick chowder right now. So I'll say yes, brisket's
yes!
great. I can't eat a milky soup today.
That makes sense. That makes
it's 100 degrees here. You guys are
nuts. The way
nuts.
You described it, feels like any day for a milky soup.
Oh, and it's really cold, I can see. Maybe it's all right. But
eat
milky
chicken
soup
noodle or be nothing.
Good. Speaking of milk, when you pour a bowl of cereal, you always pour enough milk for a second bowl.
Not yes.
Okay. All right.
I pour, it's like something I've been doing my whole life, pouring cereal and then pouring milk on
yes.
it. And yet I've never figured out exactly how much milk to nail it. I've never nailed it, but I don't usually put so much. There's enough for a second. I wouldn't call it a second bowl. It's like a second half bowl.
Okay. That's smart. You know? That's a good way to do it.
We have a friend, former NFL player, Jesse Holly, who pours the milk in first.
That's psychopath.
Yes!
That's not a
yeah.
friend. No yes. one's a friend with a person who does that.
Agreed.
You just know them.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That we worked together
right.
and now I'll try to distance.
You eat string cheese safety. Like a carrot instead of peeling it.
Not yes.
Peeling the strings
no,
off.
No, that's psych. Again, that's kind of nuts.
My daughter eats okay. it in the middle.
Okay.
She takes a bite out of the middle of it, but not, she doesn't bite it in half. She just bites a section of the middle out, and then there's just a bite mark in the middle, and it drives me nuts.
That's your fault.
You raised her.
He is an anarchist when it comes to this. Like, cake, he'll cut, like, a weird square in the middle and take it out.
I kind of love that. I kind of, you're like, this is the piece I love. Yeah.
Katie Nolan, no!
If it's your birthday, mm-hmm. sure. If yeah. it's not, if it's somebody else's cake.
Does it qualify as a psychopath if you just bite the top of the string cheese off? Because then it makes it easier to peel.
To peel, I guess I could see that argument. And look, if you're trying to like protein, like get that, it's like a quick snack on your way to a meeting. Three bites, yum, yum, yum. I get it. You could. I'm not as upset about that as putting the milk before the cereal.
Okay, Corey, can I ask one that
Absolutely.
Might further deem me as a psychopath? The best way to get ready in the morning is sock, shoe. Sock, shoe.
What?
As opposed to sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
What?
Think about it.
I feel like
all right.
I'm trying.
I'm going to try to demonstrate
Please.
Here. If you put your sock on.
Oh,
one,
good. Foot content. Let me see. Put it up on the desk.
His face. Yeah,
another one, you got to move again. Then shoe, then shoe. If you just go sock, shoe, that's one movement. Sock, shoe.
This is
one
so
movement.
Funny that, because when you said getting ready in the morning,
mm-hmm.
as a woman, I go, where are we going with this? Because you're getting ready in the morning is rolling out of bed and putting your shoes on.
Yeah,
I've never
much.
Thought twice about that. Is I'm running out the door because I spent 20 minutes trying to make my eyebrows look like sisters.
They are
not
popping
twins.
Today.
Thank you very
I
much.
I like it.
Thank you. But you socks at the same time. Where are you putting the other sock when you take it out of the pair while
it's
you
just
wait to
sitting
put
sitting on your bed, no. your leg, whatever.
No. Sitting on your leg.
Yeah.
You're nuts.
Yeah. I've always said that too. I've known him for 19 years. So.
I love efficiency.
Yeah.
This is the way.
I guess are you like you're like maximizing your schedule out perfectly to
yes,
the,
that is
absolutely
him.
Efficiency. And by the way,
wow.
my wife. Also, sock, shoe, sock, shoe.
Okay.
Did I find
you
the right
found
person?
Each other.
Okay.
You guys found each other.
Okay.
And thank God you took each other off the market so we don't have to have you out here dating regular people who put both of their socks on before putting both
we
of their shoes on.
We have frequently joked, thank goodness we found each other.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah, the rest
that's
of the
really
world,
sweet.
They don't want any of this.
You've feel like you've asked, why does my team do this to me more times than you should have to?
Yes. Yes.
I think
yes.
all of us are
yes. the Red Sox now. This year. So many times I've been like, why are you doing this to me? We just swept the Yankees. Why are you trading Rafael Devers? What's going on? What did I do to you? That's the most prevailing feeling I have with my sports teams at this, my big age of 38, is, are you mad at me? That's how I feel to my teams most of the time.
Yeah.
What did I do? I've been nothing but loyal to you. Are you mad at me?
Yeah. That question came up last night after the Rangers game. As soon as it ended, I was like, why are they doing this to
me? Oh, you guys lost, huh?
It was
yeah.
tough. It was
we got jobbed by New York when Jack Peterson was clearly safe at home.
He was.
Yes, thank
yes.
you.
Reward that.
Yes.
That hustle.
And then the last one, because we know you're on a tight schedule here, the check engine light was a suggestion when you were younger, but now it's very important.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have a car, but...
Oh.
If I, because I live in New York, but if I, when I'm in a car and there's a check engine light, I'm like, someone needs to do something about this right away. But as
a
kid, I could do that for like 2 years. And then my dad would go, how long has this been on? I'm like,
yeah.
oh, that? I don't know. Probably like since last year.
Have you ever had a friend that put a piece of tape over the
no.
check engine light?
No. That's like object permanence. It's still there. Yes. You shouldn't be allowed to drive a car if putting a piece of tape over it makes you think it goes away.
Do you think if the podcast takes off even further and it's already been really successful?
Oh, it's wildly successful.
You'll be able to afford a car then.
Yeah, maybe. We're thinking about buying a car.
Okay.
From what I hear, very expensive now. Like even the used cars are more expensive than the new cars. I don't know what's going on in the market. I got to dive in, you guys. I got to run the numbers.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel like you really, like how often does that come in New York? Come up in New York when you're like, I really wish we had a car right now.
Very rarely.
Yeah.
Very rarely. If I'm going somewhere, like if I need to drive to Massachusetts to like see my family, renting a car is super expensive and very annoying when technology in cars is evolving the way that it is. Every time I get a car, I have to figure out how to drive it. The push to start button is somewhere else. Right. I got in a car once and got to a destination and had to Google, how do I put this in park? Because a lot of these cars now, on the side of the gear shift, there's a button.
Yes.
Then I'm like, push this button does not make me, I want to shove it into park. That's how I feel like I'm parking the car.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like a moron. When I drove a Tesla, I had to Google, how do I turn the car off?
Right.
You have to go into the screen and hit like, turn car off? Not correct. Do not like it. And so for that reason, it might drive me to buy a car.
And can you tell everybody once again, where they can find you and how to listen.
If you want more of this hard-hitting sports analysis, you can tune into Casuals. It's every Tuesday and Thursday. It's a podcast. We try to keep it to an hour, but my God, is that hard because I love to yap. So we're a SiriusXM podcast, but you don't have to have a subscription. You can find it in the app, but you can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
And Katie, thank you so much for joining us.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.